This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, February 7th, 2022. We will begin Yud Tes Amud Beis 19b, the first section, the black text. So if we remember from Friday, all right, there was a question of whether or not Shlamim can be brought on Yontif, and whether there's even an argument about that. We, at the end, concluded that it is machlokas tanaim, that we shouldn't discard opinions because they don't fit into a previous narrative. We accept that there is an argument. And the Gemara then concluded that, right, tanaihi, and it brought the following brisa, that shlamim, right, that come, the yontif shlamims, right? So there's an argument from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when you do the smicha. Right? Do you put your hands on the animal from before Yontif in the Shechtan and Yontif? Or Beis Hillel says that you indeed can do smicha on Yontif and shech the animal on Yontif. Now we pick up the top of our page. Aval nedarim unedavos divrei hakol ein kraven b'yontif. But they both agree that regular gift offerings, right? A neder, the vow, or a nedava is a gift. Everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, ain craven be yontif, that you do not bring those on yontif. Right, that is in distinction, right, to the opinion that we saw earlier on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, that indeed you can bring them on yontif, and that's okay. We have a machlokes tanai. Then the Gemara continues, right? Doubles down. Vahani tanai kihani tanai. Right? That machlokas tanaim is just like this machlokas tanaim. I'll show you that two other tanaim argue about this very same thing. To get there is actually going to bring us into tomorrow until we finally see the end, but we will start the brisa right now. Ditanya. Ein mevi'in toda b'chag hamatzos mipnei chamet sheba. You can't bring a korban toda on Pesach, right, on Chag HaMatzos, because Korban Todah is one of the very, very, very few Korbanos that are actually made out of Chametz. Most Korbanos come with the Minchas that are actually Matzah. So, of course, you can't bring a Todah on Pesach because you can't bring the Chametz that comes along with it. V'lo ba'atzeret mipnei shehu yontif. And you can't bring a Korban Todah, right, your voluntary Thanksgiving offering on Atzeres, which is Shavuos, because it's Yontif, right? That is the position. Nedarim and Nedavos are not brought in craven by Yontif. Excuse me. Aval mevi Adam todaso bechag hasukas. Right, but you're allowed to bring a korban toda on Sukkos. Okay, the Gemara is going to ask when on Sukkos in just a bit. Rabbi Shimon Omer Harehu Omer v'chag Matzos v'chag Shavuos v'chag Sukkos. Right, so Shimon says the pasuk has, right, on the holiday of Pesach, on the holiday or Chag Matzos to be, right, more specific, on the holiday of Shavuos and the holiday of Sukkos, seems to have this comparison. Right, these three are equal, and Rabbi Shimon therefore says Kol Shaba b'chag Matzos ba b'chag Shavuos v'chag Sukkos. Anything that can be brought on Pesach can also be brought on Shavuos or Sukkos, but the reverse is also true. V'chol shelo ba b'chag HaMatzos, anything that you can't bring on Pesach, eino ba b'chag HaShavuos v'chag HaSukkos, you cannot bring it on Shavuos or Sukkos, right? He seems to, he actually says, right, you cannot bring a Korban Todah on Sukkos. Third position, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe Adam todasa b'chag hasukos, b'yotze b'yidei chavasa mishum simcha, b'ein yotze ba mishum chagiga. Right, so Rabbi Lazar, son of Rabbi Shimon says, you can bring your todah on chag hasukos. Right, you can bring it on Sukkos. That's okay, right, agrees with the Tanakhama. And you fulfill the obligation of v'samachta b'chagecha, that you should be happy and rejoice. On Yontif, because you're eating meat, right? You get to eat a part of the Korban Todah, but you don't fulfill your obligation in the Korban Chagiga, right? The Korban Chagiga is also a Shlamim, but you don't fulfill your obligation with this Korban Todah, and the Gemara will comment on that as well. So Amar Mar, Ein Mevi'in Tov D'Bechag HaMatzos, right? So before we get to the argument, to the other position about that they are Baran Yantif, first we're going to pick apart each piece of the previous statement. So Mar says, you don't bring a Tov D'Bechag HaMatzos, right on Pesach, because of Mipnei Shecham Chamed Sheba, because it comes with Chamed. So Gemara says, Pshita. That's the most obvious thing in the whole world. I can ask my kids that, they would tell me. If I told them, Korban Toda comes with chametz, can I bring it on Pesach? They're going to tell me no. What do I need a brisa to teach me that? Right? Anyone can teach me that. So Amar Rav Ada, Breder Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Ada, Breder Rav Yitzchak says, Ve Amri La Rav Shmuel Bar Abba. Some say, right, Shmuel Bar Abba says it. Hacha Be'arba'asar Askinan. No, it actually means on the 14th. All right, we're talking not about on Pesach itself. Of course on Pesach itself you can't bring it. It's Chametz. This is talking about the 14th. And obviously the 14th in the morning before there is a prohibition of Chametz. Then why can you not bring it? So for that, you got to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today.